This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
Now to Los Angeles, where a photographer died yesterday while trying to take pictures of Justin Bieber's car. Turns out Bieber wasn't even in the car. But the incident has, again, brought up the issue of the market for celebrity photos and the risks people are willing to take to get them. As Marketplace's Jeff Tyler reports, some are pushing for tougher regulation.
California enacted an anti-paparazzi law 3 years ago under celebrity governor Arnold Schwarzenegger, but courts ruled it unconstitutional. Mickey Osterreicher is general counsel for the National Press Photographers Association. He objects to stereotyping all photographers as paparazzi and sees no need for new laws.
It's a slippery slope that you start to go down when you start to single out specific people because you don't like what it is that they do.
Laws already exist, he says, to protect against stalking or reckless driving or invasion of privacy. Giles Harrison owns the London Entertainment Photo Agency. He says the public has an insatiable demand for celebrity gossip.
People want to know what celebrities' lives are about. They just don't want to necessarily know how you get the photos. But if there wasn't a market, there would be no business.
Harrison says if Justin Bieber had been driving the Ferrari, a photo of the singer getting a speeding ticket could have been worth around $2,000. In Los Angeles, I'm Jeff Tyler for Marketplace.